You're listening to the European Tour Race to Dubai show with Robert Lee and John Hawksworth.
Hello and a warm welcome to the Race to Dubai show from myself, Robert Lee, as Alexander Levy wins a Catel Portugal Masters by 3 shots.
Yeah, I feel very special, especially today because I don't play. I was very focused to restart after the rain delay, but I think this decision changed my life and give me one more trophy.
Levy was a remarkable 18 under par after his 2 completed rounds, and we'll congratulate him live on the show in a few minutes' time. Nicholas Coulthard's finished second on 15 under par, including an 11 under par opening round that was so close to a 59.
You can throw any iron into the greens and the ball's just pretty much going to finish where it lands. So yeah, it's maybe one of the courses you could see a 59 happening.
Felipe Aguilar was third on 13 under, with Morten Madsen, Roman Vettel and Richard Bland tied fourth on 11 under par, meaning Bland can play in Hong Kong after all.
I wasn't entered for the tournament, and I've booked all my flights and all my accommodation, and I'm not in the tournament, so I need a top 10.
So a full review of the Portugal Masters, well, a half-full review of the Portugal Masters, is coming your way, and we'll also look ahead to 2 European Tour events this week, the Volvo World Match Play Championship and the Hong Kong Open. Good day to you, John.
Morning.
How are you?
Oh, I have to say, a little bit damp this morning, not so nice and blighty, but good golf at the weekend, although not enough of it.
The weather wasn't nice. I mean, you're complaining about the weather here in England. What about the weather in Portugal?
Well, I don't think it did rain for 7 months. Then it did. And it did, and it did.
We brought the European Tour weather machine.
We did indeed. It was quite incredible, actually, because obviously that tournament has never had at that venue a drop of rain before. But they made up for it this week.
That rain I saw falling on that last day was just, it was biblical, wasn't it? Waiting for Noah to go past in the ark.
I don't think I've ever seen greens as flooded.
Any chance they could have played?
No.
No.
Not for me. I mean, sometimes they do a 2TU draw on a Sunday, and I think the reason they didn't, possibly, was we've got Hong Kong coming up this week.
Yeah.
Long journey. If we got gone into Monday, there's only 2 tournaments left for people trying to keep their cards, and to miss a tournament potentially would have been, for some people, heartbreaking. So I think they made the right decision in the end. It was a shame for the sponsors, not for Alexander Levy, though.
No, I mean, 63-61, that's, I mean, 18 under par. I know they were placing, but still, it's not an 18 under par for 2 rounds golf course.
No, it isn't. Not a lot of rough on it, though, you'd have to say. And these guys hit it miles, don't they? In soft greens, you know, the ball was just stopping next to the flags, which you saw on many occasions. And, of course, they all put very well. And, of course, for Levy, his putting was superb. I watched him hole out a few times and it looked impressive and confident.
He had his 2 rounds completed on Friday, so it must have been a very funny week for him, you know, trying to work out, what's going to happen here with the dodgy weather and I've got a lead and so on and so forth. Must have had a busy mind.
A very busy man. He wouldn't be lying on a sun lounger, though, would he?
He wouldn't be enjoying the outdoors, that's for sure, but he might have been enjoying the fact that nobody was going to be better than 18 under par for 2 rounds.
Mentally, that a record? It's very close.
Well, it doesn't really count because they're placed, so...
Yeah, fair enough.
It doesn't count for a record.
But nevertheless...
It's extremely low. I mean, what's that, level 9 unders?
Yeah, so you'd have to say 62 twice is pretty good. The thing that impressed me was Coulthard on day one. How his ball didn't go in the hole for 59, which we're yet to see.
We're yet to see, even though it wouldn't have counted because they were placing.
Well, the score would have counted.
Yeah, the score would have counted, but it wouldn't have been a bona fide 59.
Yeah, but it's still 59.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They're not playing the ball down.
He's had 59 shots.
Yeah, it won't be a 59. Wouldn't have counted for the record books.
Anyway, it was a fair effort.
You obviously placed a lot when you played then, did you?
Well, I just kick it.
My 15th club's a foot joy size 10, with a bit of loft on the toe. So, yeah, Coulthard's leading after day one with the 60. You would have thought if he shot, what did he shoot second round? 68? 60, 68? That would be good enough to lead? 67. Did him miss service.
Yes, he did. Yeah. So he would have been, well, he was 3 behind after 2 rounds, shooting 60. That's phenomenal scoring.
Yeah, amazing scoring, yeah. And for everyone else, you know, the chasing pack as well. 65, 64 for Felipe Aguilar and so on and so forth. But, you know, do you think Levy is bothered that it was a 36-holer and he's got the title?
Title's the title, isn't it?
I think so.
It's not his fault. He's got 2 wins now, both come this year. One in China, and now a curtailed Portugal Masters. So they've got to present it to someone. Why not him?
How good is he?
Oh, I think he's the full salad.
He's got the full package.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think he's a...
You?
I agree. I think the French, actually, Romain Vettel, who played very well, Victor Dubuisson, Alex Levy, they've got a real clutch of really good young players now. The new breed, you know, the Havrays and the Jacquelins, they're still there on tour, but they've got these new youngsters coming up now that are really super talented.
So, you know, French golf, you would have to say, is very strong, and I certainly hope a Frenchman makes it to the Ryder Cup in 4 years' time in Paris.
That would be fun. I mean, if Dubuisson and Levy, let's say, make it through to Paris 2018, it'd be sensational.
I can't think of a better venue for the Ryder Cup. Anyway, that's 4 years to come. I hope I'm still alive.
Well, let's just take it one day at a time, shall we?
Shall we?
Good idea. Well, I'm very pleased to say that I've been joined on the line by the latest winner in the European Tour, Alex Levy. He's just become the Portugal Master. Alex, good day to you. How are you?
How are you? Good, good. Thanks.
Yeah, what does it feel like to be a double champion on the European Tour?
It's a difficult night to sleep, huh? No, it's very nice. I'm very happy. I don't feel a lot today because I'm still in the pressure of the tournament, but it's very special for me because I won a tournament, but I don't play the weekend.
When you woke up on Sunday morning, did you look at the weather and think, this might only be two rounds?
No, because when I watched the meteo was pretty good and I was focused to play the round. But when we start with the rain on the first, but a little rain with a little sun, and we go on the tee box on the second hole, and that shower, amazing shower. I never seen that on 20 minutes. The golf course was so wet. And that this moment when I come back to the clubhouse and I see all the bankers, all the green, I say, will be difficult to finish the day today. And at this moment, I just wait the decision of the referees and tournament director.
I mean, you're making a big name for yourself now in the European Tour, Alex. You've had a wonderful season, but this show goes all around the world, New Zealand, America, it goes everywhere. So tell people the best thing about Alex Levy.
No, I don't know what is the best thing, but I think I love this game and I enjoy a lot on the golf course. And I think it's the key of to success. And I love this game. I love to hit the perfect shot. And I think it's the key.
Alex, you must have watched the Ryder Cup. Victor Dubuisson had a fantastic Ryder Cup. Yes. When you see him playing Ryder Cup golf, does that make you want to do the same thing? Is that an inspiration for you to make the next team?
Yeah, that's for sure. I think I see the Ryder Cup all the last two rounds, and I see Victor play like that. I know Victor, I was 10 years old. I play golf with him, bring all my young spirit. And it was... amazing to see him like that, and these things give me a lot of power to think to be part on the next Ryder Cup, and especially in 2018 in France.
And I see you're now 74 in the world. Is your ambition to make the top 50 by the end of the season to get in all those lovely money events next year?
Yeah, I think it's the target, but I play 5 big events now. I think it's time. I can go more confident for this tournament because win just before is perfect for me. And now I go to enjoy the last 5 events and try my best to ensure to get in top 15 in the world, to play all the major, all the WGC, and that's the key of golf.
So you're playing the Volvo World Match Play at the London Club this week. What's your match play like, Alex?
I like a lot the match play. We play a lot match play when we was amateur, because a lot of tournament match play, but it will be my first time on the pro. No, it will be nice. I love match play. Some big, big names are there. I think 7 players from the Ryder Cup. Big, big field. And it will be nice to be part of this tournament.
I'll tell you what, Alex, none of those players in that field are going to be looking forward to playing you.
I don't know, but... I think it will be nice. I go to enjoy. It's a nice golf course. I hope the weather will be a little bit better than today. I want to play. It's a very fun game, match play. I go to try my best to play all the good matches.
Well, listen, you've had a fantastic year. You've won twice on the European Tour, and you've done it in style. So long may it continue, and have a great run at the Volvo World Match Play.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Great guy, Alex Levy.
Yeah.
I think, like Dubuisson, a big star in the making for sure. It's his second European Tour international schedule victory of his career in only 51 goes. That's impressive. Second top 10 finish of the year, but they've both been wins. He's the first Frenchman to record multiple European Tour victories in the same season, and the youngest Frenchman to win a second European Tour title. He moves to over €1 million in the race to Dubai, 74th in the world rankings from 110th. That's all good stuff. And he becomes the first player to win a European Tour event without recording a single bogey during a tournament since Jesper Parnevik at the 1995 Volvo Scandinavian Masters. The other to do this were DJ Russell in the 92 Open de Lyon. Both Parnevik and Russell achieved the feat, though, over 72 holes, although Alex won't care a jot about that. Okay, let's hear now from others who finished high up on the leaderboard at the Oceanico Victoria Golf Club, starting with second place Nicholas Kolsarts. The Belgian was 15 under after two rounds and knew he had a chance for a tour record during round one.
I eagled 15. I drove the green probably just like 10 feet left of the hole, hold that, and realized then that, you know, if I birdied the last three, it was going to be that famous 59.
Scott Jamieson came very close last year, so it's a course that perhaps he's geared up to hitting that landmark, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, especially for guys that kind of hit a long way. You know, there's not a lot of rough, and the greens are probably more tender that, you know, the last couple of years, so the greens are pretty receptive. You can throw any iron into the greens, and the ball's just pretty much going to finish where it lands. So, yeah, it's maybe one of the courses you kind of could see a 59 happening.
Do you know, I spoke to Nicholas Kolsaert in Italy, which was the last counting event of the Ryder Cup. That was sort of late August, the start of September. And he was having a bad run. You know, he hadn't even kept his card at that stage. And he said, "Have you been watching me playing golf?" And I said, "Yeah, I have been watching you." He said, "What do you think?" I said, "I don't think you've ever swung it better." He said, "But I'm not doing any good." I said, "You're one round from it all falling into place. You just got to stay patient. You're one round." And sure enough, played well in Switzerland and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He's inside the top 60 now in the race to Dubai.
He came back from America, didn't he? Good choice in the end. Wasn't suiting him.
Didn't suit him.
Yeah, you're right. He was struggling. He was outside the top 110 where you need to be, but that's all behind him now, and he's looking at Dubai World Championship.
He is looking at that, and of course in those big events on the run-up. Well, Chile's Felipe Aguilar was third on 13 under par. Do you know he brings his racing bike with him every week?
I've seen it.
Have you seen it?
He's got
the helmet and the Lycra, the whole lot.
He took it to Denmark.
Yes, he did. That's right. And it stays in his room, and then it goes on the trucks that travel between tournaments, and he picks it up that week and brings it to his hotel room.
It was so light, that bike. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
It wasn't cheap.
But it's doing him the world good.
Good player. He's a really good player, Felipe Aguilar. And of course, won this year in style in Singapore when he held his second shot, last.
Finished with a Desmond.
A Desmond 2-2.
Yeah.
Amazing finish, it sure was. So Aguilar, well, top lad and third on 13 under par. Now, Morten Madsen was one of three players tied for fourth on 11 under, with the Dane among the majority of the field to have had a disrupted second round.
Obviously, it's a challenge, you know, when you're starting and stopping like that all day yesterday. But it's just how it is. You're just going to try and stay as relaxed as you can, you know, and not let it get to you, and just make sure you take advantage when you're out there, because it seems like when we're out there and it's not raining, the conditions are pretty good, so you better make sure you take advantage. So I've been able to do that pretty well the first couple of days.
Yeah, well done to Morten Madsen. He's a very good player. He's got his own style, his own way of playing.
Strong.
He's a strong lad, he
short
is.
Short backswing and hits. He's 54th now.
Lucas Bjerregaard, there's another guy who's really strong. And I know he's struggling to keep his car, Bjerregaard, but I really do rate him. And I think if he can just squeak it over the line, we might see a big year for him this year. We'll see. It's hard to keep your car in the European Tour. You've got to play some good golf. Now, tied for fourth also was Frenchman Romain Vatel. We spoke about the strength in depth with the young French players, and he spoke after his disruptive second round.
That was not easy because we warm up so many times and we restart. That was really two long days, but I'm really happy to play as I did. I play really consistent, so I'm really pleased with my game.
It's a really good time for French golf at the moment, isn't it? I mean, looking at the leaderboard here, Grégory Borde is in contention. You've got Alex Levy at the top of the leaderboard, so it's a really good time for your country golf-wise.
Yeah, exactly. We've got... I know that Alex is such a good player. Victor, we already know, but we've got a really good generation, I think. We were playing really good golf when we were amateur, and I think we try to keep on doing the same. And that's good for us because we keep motivate all the other Frenchmen, so that's good.
Team France, it's all going rather well. Thanks to Mark Tompkins for getting those interviews, and he's probably done this one as well, because the third and final player who finished fourth was England's Richard Bland, who confessed that he'd had an extra reason to do well in Portugal.
Yeah, I need a top 10 to play next week. I've had a bit of a mix-up with the entries. I could play if I'd entered, but as the tournament came on in the middle part of the year, I wasn't entered for the tournament, and I'd booked all my... I thought I was, and I've booked all my flights and all my accommodation, and I need a top 10, you know, to make sure that I'm in. So it's amazing when you really do focus your mind down, right, you know, it's top 10 or nothing this week, that suddenly you start producing some good form. So, yeah, and that's what's driving me forward, and, I want to play those final series.
He doesn't need a top 10, John. He needs a secretary.
Well, yes, it's easy to make a mistake, though. You know, if you booked
really?
It a long time... It is, of course
really?
It is. Yeah, I mean, it happened with Adam Scott a few years ago at the Benson & Hedges at the Oxfordshire.
Do you know what I used to do? Is to block enter the whole lot. I've entered everything and withdraw as I go along, so yeah. I can't miss one.
No, that's a good way of doing it, but he obviously didn't.
There's a lesson for you there, Richie, my boy. Richie, you're off to Hong Kong, though, because you finished well, so let's hope it pays dividends in the end. Tips-wise, I went for Tommy Fleetwood, finished 12th, respectable.
Well done.
And I think he would have won. I mean, I got done because it was two rounds, but
that's
I think he would have won.
That's
so
right.
Potentially I'm saying that's a win.
Yeah.
Richard Boxall, Francesco Molinari, who tied 68th.
Well done, Richard.
Yeah, well, that's good for Richard, that.
Yeah, it is.
It's very good for
Normally
Richard.
Normally misses a cut.
Well, he would have missed a cut. Tied 68th. No good in the European Tour. 65 and ties make it through. Francesco. Now, can we have the top 10, John, although I've done most of them?
Yes, you have.
Thank you.
Well, we know that Alexander Lavie, who we've just had on, won by three shots at 18-under from Nicholas Kolsarts, who was second on his own. Felipe Aguilar was third on 13-under, then tied fourth, Richard Bland, Morten Oren-Massen, and Romain Wattel. Seventh tie, Gregory Bordy, Michael Hoey, Scott Jameson, Danny Willett, and Chris Wood. That takes you down to 11th place.
Race to Dubai standings, any shifting there, or is it pretty much static?
Rory McIlroy at the head of that from Sergio Garcia, Jamie Donaldson, third. What a year he's had. Thomas Bjorn, fourth. Henrik Stenson, fifth. Martin Keimer, sixth. Justin Rose, seventh. Victor Dubuisson on eighth. Stephen Gallagher, ninth. And the only one there who didn't make the Ryder Cup team in 10th place, Jas Lauten.
World rankings
are led by
Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy from Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, Jim Furyk, Henry Stenson, Justin Rose, sixth. Bubba Watson, 7, Jason Day, 8, Matt Kuchar, 9th, and Ricky Fowler in 10th place.
Now, in other news, David Howell has been named as the final member of the panel, which will select the European captain for the 2016 Ryder Cup. Howell played in Europe's 2004 and 2006 Ryder Cup wins and joins previous captains Paul McGinley, Jose Maria Olazabal and Colin Montgomery, along with European Tour chief executive George O'Grady on the selection committee. Ian Woosnam shot a 5-under par 68 to win the Dutch Senior Open by 5 shots on the European Senior Tour, so a comprehensive win for Woozy. And South Korea's Sangmun Bae won the Fries.com Open, the first event of the 2014-2015 wraparound season on the PGA Tour in California, by 2 shots. Scotland's Martin Laird was tied 3rd, with Lee Westwood tied for 12th. Now on to this week's action, and we've got not one but 2 tournaments to preview. We'll start with the Volvo World Match Play Championship at the London Club in Kent, England, which begins on Wednesday because it's match play, and it's a round-robin start, John, with 16 players.
Yeah, 4 groups of 4, 2 from each advance through, that would be correct.
That would leave 8, and then 4-2-1 a winner.
Yeah, and it's a very good field. It's got 7 Ryder Cup players in total from both sides. The visitor from America that's playing is Patrick Reed. It'll be interesting to see how the fans receive him, because he was a bit frisky at the Ryder Cup.
I thought he was great at the Ryder Cup. I really enjoyed watching Patrick Reed. I thought he was great.
Yeah. I did.
He was whipping the crowd up, and he was a lot of fun.
He was a lot of fun, but we'll see what reception he gets. The Ryder Cup does do strange things to you. So he's made the journey over. And then, of course, from our own Ryder Cup team, we've got Stephen Gallagher, a little bit further down, Graham McDowell, Henrik Stenson, Thomas Bjorn, Jamie Donaldson, and Victor Dubuisson. And then the other ones making it up, the 16 are Paul Casey, Jonas Blixt, Mikko Ilonen, Tongchai Jaidi, Pablo Larrazabal, Alexander Levy, who's just won, Shane Lowry, Jas Lauten, and Francesco Molinari.
Well, it's always exciting match play.
And your winner?
Because it's a round robin event, you'll see all the players playing for a couple of days.
Mm.
My winner, now I'm torn.
Can I
have two?
Ooh.
No, I can't have two.
No, you can't have two.
I can't have two. I'm torn because I was initially thinking Jamie Donaldson.
And now you're going for
Alex Lavie.
Oh,
I think, and I always like a reason, I like a guy with a cause, and his cause is he won last week, but it was 2 rounds, and now he goes to a match play event. In his own words, he likes match play, played a lot of team match players as an amateur, and he's not that far removed from his amateur days. I'm going to go for Alex Lavie.
Good call. I'm not.
Well, I didn't expect you to.
No.
Because I've got the winner. What's the point of you going for someone else? But
no,
have a go.
I don't think you have.
No, have a go.
Victor Dubuisson, I'm going
Yeah, for. Victor was fantastic in the Ryder Cup as well. Another great pick. We're going all Francais, aren't we?
Yeah, there's nothing against last year, is there?
No, I tell you what, we're going all Francais. I'm liking that very much. Mm. It could be an all-French final. What about that?
It could well be.
It could be your Dubuisson versus my Lavie. And they know each other, mates, when they were 10-year-olds playing golf. Oh, I'm looking forward to this now.
I am.
My Lavie versus your Dubuisson.
Okay.
You didn't go for Jamie Donaldson?
You're right.
His performance in the Ryder Cup was just brilliant.
Did you not hear me? Victor Dubuisson.
Now, unusually, this week, there's a second European Tour event because there's only 16 players playing in the Volvo World
Indeed.
Match Play. Running alongside that, but in a completely different part of the world, is the Hong Kong Open.
Oh, the Hong Kong Open.
And it's a very important week, John, because
there's only 2 weeks left.
Correct.
For the top 110. Well, for you to be in the top 110, and for the likes of Ricardo Santos, Ricardo Gonzalez, not that that's a theme, everybody called Ricardo struggling for the card, but of course Gonzalez stayed with Zanotti when he got hit at the Dutch Open and withdrew from the tournament, went to the hospital, very noble.
Shaken up by that.
And of course he's in a position now where...
How is Fabrizio, by the way?
He's fine.
Is he good?
Yeah, he was doing all right at the Dunhill Links.
Great, OK, so he's back to normal.
Anyway, so we're in Hong Kong, and the defending champion is the ageless four-time winner of
Miguel.
This event.
Miguel keeps breaking his own record there, doesn't he?
Unbelievable.
He could win again.
He's not my tip.
He's not your... Well, I didn't ask what your tip was, but he actually just saying he could win again, couldn't he?
Well, when you do, it's not him.
OK, we'll see that. We'll see if it's true. See if you change your mind.
All right.
See if you've got a bit of gumption about you, you know.
Shall we?
Make your choice and stick with it. Let's see.
So we've got Jimenez down there. Coulthard's obviously played well last week. Gregory Bordy, Brett Rumford, Raphael Jacquelin. Ernie Els is going down there. Scott Jameson played well last week. Craig Lee looking for his first win. And then a host of other stars, as you would imagine, from the Asian and National Order of Merit. We're a chance there. That's an interesting swing. Afi Barnrat. And so it'll be a great event on a golf course that is one of the favourites, you would have to say, on the European Tour stroke Race to Dubai. But some players...
It's old school, isn't it?
...are running out of tournaments.
They are. And not a massive prize in Hong Kong.
No.
So if you need quite a big check, you're going to have to play awfully well. So the pressure is on. This is a golf course that's oldie-worldie. It's from a bygone age. It's sort of been overtaken by the modern players. And how far they hit it. However, it may not suit a long hitter. Nicholas Coulthard is playing. Let's see what he thinks about the course.
I grew up playing old school type golf courses back home, so I don't really see it as a disadvantage. There's only a few holes in Fenling. You can open it up, but I can hit a lot of irons and try to play the golf course. I mean, the key to play these old school tree line golf courses is just play the way it's designed. And I think in that regard, I'm pretty old school, actually.
Love Coulthard.
Yeah, he's a good bloke.
Yeah, great bloke. And he, funny enough, is going to be... I'm going to tell you early. He's going to be my tip.
Is he? Oh, yes. He's not mine.
He's not. I know he's not yours. And you're keeping your powder dry. But I'm going for Nicholas Coulthard. I'm going to be interested to see who you put up against him.
Raphael Jacquelin.
You've gone all Francais, haven't you? You've gone de Buisson and Jacquelin for the double, the French double. Le double.
I was on holiday there the other week and had snails.
Yes.
I said to the waiter one night, do you have frog's legs? He said, I do. I said, well, hop over here and take the order.
Oh, that's an interesting joke, that.
Yeah.
I mean, he won't get you a lot of laughs, but I mean, someone around the world will get it somewhere.
Well, that's right.
No, I was
an absolute total fan of France. I've been many, many times.
So you're a Francophile?
I'll have you know I'm learning the language.
I'm impressed. You'll get your chance to say goodbye to everybody in French at the end.
It'll be a good one as well.
And you can't use the words au revoir.
That's not a word.
That's two words. Au revoir.
It's not au revoir.
Are you saying there's no R? What is it in?
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Yeah.
What are you? Are you the cloth cap voice of the North, expert in French pronunciation? I don't think.
Get it webbed.
Web it. So it's going to be my Nicholas Coulthard versus your...
Raphael Jacquelin.
Oh, you're having the R this time, are you? You're having the R with Raphael, are you? Interesting. Well, that's it for now. Next week, we'll be looking back at the Volvo World Match Play Championship at the London Club, as well as the Hong Kong Open. And we'll preview the ISPS Handa Perth International, so be sure to join us for that. But for now, from John Hawksworth and myself, Robert Lee, it is...
Au revoir.
We'll see you next week.